Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 66 of the year, Saturday, March 7th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are continuing our weekend historical deep dive, and today we are looking at a man whose election literally altered the trajectory of American history. He was a battlefield hero who became the 19th president of the United States through the most controversial, bitterly disputed backroom deal in political history. We are talking about Rutherford B. Hayes.
Stephen, before we get to the massive controversy of his election, we have to talk about what an incredible resume this guy actually had. Because Rutherford B. Hayes was exactly what the country thought a president should look like. He was a Harvard-educated lawyer who set up a practice in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he was a staunch abolitionist. He actually spent his early legal career defending runaway slaves who had escaped across the Ohio River from Kentucky.
When the Civil War started, he didn't just sit in an office. He joined the Union Army and fought right on the front lines. He had his horse shot out from under him. He was severely wounded in combat 5 different times. In fact, while he was out fighting in the Shenandoah Valley, the Republican Party nominated him to run for Congress. They told him to come home and campaign, and Hayes famously replied that any officer who abandons his post to campaign during a war ought to be scalped. He won the election anyway, and eventually served 3 highly successful terms as the governor of Ohio.
So by the time the 1876 presidential election rolls around, the country is in a terrible mood. The Ulysses S. Grant administration had been plagued by massive financial corruption. The Republicans needed a candidate who was totally, personally honest, and Hayes fit the bill perfectly. He ran against the Democratic nominee Samuel J. Tilden of New York. And on election night, it looked like Tilden had easily won. Tilden won the popular vote by a massive margin. Hayes actually went to bed thinking he had lost the presidency.
But the next morning, the Republican Party bosses realized something. The electoral votes of 3 southern states, Florida, Louisiana, and South Carolina, were in total dispute. In those states, there was massive, documented evidence of horrific violence and intimidation against black voters by white supremacist groups. But there was also evidence of massive ballot stuffing by the Republicans. Both sides claimed they won those states, and both sides sent competing electoral certificates to Washington.
The country was literally on the verge of a second civil war. People were marching in the streets shouting, "Tilden or blood!" So Congress creates a special 15-member electoral commission to settle the dispute, and they end up giving all 20 disputed electoral votes to Hayes, giving him the presidency by a single vote, 185 to 184. But to get the Southern Democrats to agree to this and not start a riot, they struck a massive secret deal. It is known as the Compromise of 1877.
And this is the moment that completely defines his legacy. The Republicans agreed that if Hayes became president, he would withdraw all the remaining federal troops from the South. Remember, those troops were the only thing protecting the civil rights and the voting rights of the newly freed African-American population. By withdrawing those troops, Hayes officially ended the Reconstruction era. He essentially handed the Southern state governments right back to the white supremacists, paving the way for decades of Jim Crow laws.
It was a devastating trade-off, and it haunted him. The Democrats called him Rutherfraud and his fraudulency for his entire term. But despite how he got into the White House, Hayes actually tried to run an incredibly clean administration. His biggest battle was fighting for civil service reform. At the time, if a new president came into power, they just fired everyone in the government and handed out the jobs to their political buddies. It was called the spoils system.
And it was incredibly corrupt. Hayes hated it. He demanded that government jobs be awarded based on merit and written examinations. He actually went to war with the most powerful Republican bosses in his own party over this, including a massive fight over who controlled the New York Custom House. He laid the critical groundwork for the professional, nonpartisan civil service that we rely on today.
He also faced a massive domestic crisis during his first year in office, the Great Railroad Strike of 1877. The railroad companies kept slashing the workers' wages, and over 100,000 workers walked off the job. The country completely shut down, and there were massive riots in the streets. Hayes responded by sending in the U.S. Army to put down the strikes and force the railroads back open. It was a massive moment, showing that the federal government was willing to use military force against organized labor.
He was a very conservative president when it came to economics, but a very principled man in his personal life. His wife, Lucy Webb Hayes, was incredibly popular, and she famously banned all wine and liquor from the White House, earning the nickname Lemonade Lucy. And true to his word, Hayes refused to run for a second term. He served his 4 years, packed up, and went back to his estate in Ohio.
The battlefield hero with an impeccable resume.
The man who traded Reconstruction for the White House.
That is President Rutherford B. Hayes.
That is our profile for the 19th president. Tomorrow, we conclude the weekend with the brief, tragic presidency of James A. Garfield. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.